This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Our winter tomatoes used to come mostly from Mexico and California. These days, many of those tomatoes are grown in Canada in vast greenhouses that stretch for miles along Ontario's Lake Erie. Now, new restrictions on fertilizer pollution to the lake mean new costs for greenhouse owners. But that industry continues to grow. Karen Schaefer has the story.
So let's start in here.
Peter Quiring is showing me around his little family business in Leamington, Ontario. He's CEO of Nature Fresh. At 175 acres, it's one of the biggest hydroponic greenhouses in Canada. As we walk, boxes of bright red beefsteak tomatoes roll past on their way to the packers.
Our snacking tomatoes will be available in stores within the next couple of weeks.
Quiring is one of just many Canadian growers here in southern Ontario near Lake Erie. All told, there's almost 3,000 acres of tomatoes, peppers, and cucumbers under glass. And they generate nearly $1 billion in sales each year. But that much produce needs a lot of water and fertilizer. Lee Orphan is regional director of the Ontario Ministry of the Environment. He says all that fertilizer was causing a problem.
What we found was the hydroponic solution, which has the nutrients, was going to the stormwater pond, and then when the rain event occurred, it would overflow into the creek.
When that creek flows into Lake Erie, it carries with it concentrated greenhouse nutrients. That can feed toxic algae blooms, like the one that caused a drinking water crisis in Toledo, Ohio in 2014. The ministry asked growers to fix the problem or face penalties.
And it could include fines of $25,000 a day for a corporation.
So growers started figuring out how to stop polluting the lake. Some paid for municipal wastewater treatment. Others, like Peter Quiring, improved water recycling within the greenhouse.
We did a lot of work with better means of recycling, being able to use more of the water and the nutrient.
Quiring says the initial cost was hundreds of thousands of dollars, but now ongoing costs for water treatment aren't a big part of his budget. In fact, he's building an even bigger greenhouse across the U.S. border in Ohio. In Leamington, Canada, I'm Karen Schaefer from Marketplace.